Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The 2025 legislative session was filled with tragedy and strong emotions.
The legislative session opened January 14th, but with only half the House, Democrats were a no-show. Republicans elected Lisa Damith as House Speaker.
The Minnesota people are counting on us today.
The biggest battle was over the new budget, Governor Walz.
There's some tough compromises in here. We know that not everybody's happy.
The budget and a bonding bill passed a special session, but lost was illegal immigrant health care. Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman.
What I worry about is the people who will lose their health insurance. I know that people will be hurt by that vote.
4 days later, Hortman, her husband, and family dog were shot and killed in their own home. Senator John Hoffman and his wife were also shot. The governor tried to call a special session to ban assault rifles.
If you believe getting rid of those weapons is a bad idea, then you should be proudly on the floor upstairs voting no.
Part of the year that was.
The investigation into alleged federal fraud in Minnesota is intensifying. This follows the release of a YouTube video by a right-wing influencer that appears to show abandoned daycare centers continuing to receive taxpayer-funded subsidies. Republican Congressman Tom Emmer said,
Nick Shirley goes out there and finds more evidence of fraud in one day than Tim Walz and our Attorney General Keith Ellison have found in 7 years. Why did he find it? Because he looked for it.
A manager at the Quality Learning Center in Minneapolis said it serves 50 to 80 children on an average day and employs 25 workers. And Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman of Champlin is seeking a fifth term next year. On Facebook, Hoffman wrote, quote, "We've seen firsthand where hate and dehumanization can lead. My family survived it." He and his wife, Yvette, were shot in their Champlin home in June in a politically motivated attack. President Trump's executive order reclassifying marijuana as a Schedule 3 controlled substance won't happen overnight. Sean Weber of the Minnesota Cannabis Growers Cooperative and Industry Council says it is a step in the right direction.
In the short term, nothing changes. In the long term, the DEA will have to reschedule it, and then there'll be a series of meetings to address rules and regulations, and that could take months to a year.
He says rescheduling would change the federal tax code and ease the banking industry's fear of federal regulators. And the Minnesota Wild cruised to a 5-2 victory over the Golden Knights last night in Vegas. Marcus Johansson scored 26 seconds into the game, and Minnesota built a 5-0 lead before Vegas answered. Matt Boldy netted his 25th goal, and Jared Spurgeon, Brock Faber, and Joel Eriksson Ek all lit the lamp. The Wild play on New Year's Eve in San Jose. This is MNN.